1 Timothy chapter 3. This saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to become an overseer, he desires a noble task. It is necessary then for the overseer to be above reproach, the husband of only one wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not a violent man, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. It is necessary that he manage his own household well, with all dignity, making sure that his children obey him. If a man does not know how to manage his own household, how will he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he might become conceited and fall into the same condemnation as the devil. In addition, he must have a good reputation with those outside the church, so that he may not fall into disgrace and the devil's trap. In the same way, it is necessary that deacons be dignified, not deceitful, not devoted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain, men who hold on to the mystery of the faith with a clean conscience. Let them also be tested first. Then let them serve as deacons, if they are found to be blameless. In the same way, women must be worthy of respect, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in everything. Let each deacon be the husband of only one wife, managing his children and his household well. Certainly those who serve well as deacons gain for themselves good standing and great boldness in the faith they have in Christ Jesus. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.